pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Danny Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us for what should be another jam show. We hope you enjoyed. If you ever miss anything on the program, check out the podcast. Oh, I didn't hear the show today. Oh, what'd you guys talk about today? You know, folks, that's why we have the podcast
click,
for you.
Click.
Brought to you by Cunningham's Journal in the Loft. All you have to do is go to ESPNSuperstation.com, ESPNSuperstation.com, listen to any of our past shows. And the beauty of it is, you can kind of skip around. You don't have to actually listen to the whole thing. It's like DVR in it. It's like TiVo in it. Boom. There it is. Boom. There it is. You can jump over all the things that Tony says. 1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us anytime, DougAndDaddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Of course, the Elite Eight Division II Women's Basketball Tournament, now down to the Final Four. We'll be talking with a couple of the coaches that will be in the Final Four. Nancy Winstall of Northern Kentucky coming up this half hour. Sandra Rushing of unbeaten Delta State is scheduled to join us next half hour. In between, we're going to talk a little baseball. Nebraska's heading to Texas for a big early season matchup. 15th-ranked Huskers, 10th-ranked Longhorns. We're scheduled to talk with Texas head baseball coach Augie Garrido as well. But four teams still alive. Alaska Anchorage and Northern Kentucky play tonight at 7. Delta State and South Dakota in just a great game last night over Washburn in double overtime play at 9:30. And to join us from UNK and the Health and Sports Center to talk about day one and what's still to come, we are welcome to the show the athletic director at UNK, John McBride. And John, good morning.
Good morning.
Day one is in the books. The kids were vocal again early, and even a few of them snuck out there to help support Delta State last night. I thought there was a really good crowd, especially for the last game, which we anticipated between South Dakota and Washburn. And overall, it was just a pretty darn good day of basketball, capped with a great, great game last night.
Well, you couldn't ask for a whole lot more. I think if you had the hypothetical question, if anybody wanted to know what 300 to 400 elementary school kids sound like, I think they only had to be in the Health and Sports Center for that first game, because it was a pretty interesting atmosphere and add so much to the game. I was glad to see some of them back, and I know that there's been a lot of ticket requests, and there's kids planning to be here with their family members for the semifinals tonight, and I'm sure for the championship game on Saturday. So the same type of effects, you know, happening again. And when you get them here and have the type of games that we had to open things yesterday and close it out last night with arguably maybe the best game this Health and Sports Center has seen in its history, it was a great opening day.
John, you bring up the school kids, and yesterday, obviously, when Northern Kentucky showed up, I found it very interesting. They walk in, the kids identify with their team. And I think some of the coaches maybe cringed because those girls were absolutely getting mobbed. There was just an excitement level that those kids brought to that game that was second to none.
Absolutely, and I thought it was really special. At the halftime of the first game, the teams that were playing in the second game came down and met with their kids in the end zone, and you're right, they taught some cheers to them, and as the tournament goes on, they will bond with that, and it's a special attraction for those teams that are coming, especially from a distance, and aren't as fortunate to have the crowd support or the same locale or vicinity bases like South Dakota does, who brought a tremendous crowd last night. So I think that's great. And when Alaska Anchorage and Northern Kentucky tip it off at 7 o'clock tonight, you know, there'll be people here in the seats and rooting for their squads.
John McBride, the athletic director at UNK, joins us. As you touched on, the fun has just begun. We're expecting two more extremely competitive games tonight, maybe for different reasons. You've got the two juggernauts in South Dakota and Delta, ranked 1 and 3 in the country in the late game. And then you've got maybe two of your more unknowns in Anchorage and Northern Kentucky in the early game. And then, of course, whoever comes out advances to Saturday's championship. There's still a lot of great basketball ahead of us.
Well, there are, you know, and there's arguments for and against the way things pair off in these type tournaments, but I think that's the unique thing about Division II and the regional setup that we have. One can argue about how all the regions are set up and how they're determined, but to have one team come from each part of the country and such a diverse difference of regions that they come from, you know, you don't have them all coming from one conference, and you don't have them coming from one geographical area, and you do get a mix from all across the country. And, you know, Kearney's situated right in the middle of the country, and it's interesting. We opened the tournament yesterday with teams from New Hampshire and Alaska playing, and you can have them from all over the country. I think that adds just a different perspective to this event, and that's why the regionalization concept of Division II is, I think, an effective one.
John, give people a rundown if they're interested in getting tickets and how they can order them before tonight's contest.
Well, real simple, by calling our ticket office at 308-865-1563. You can go online to pickmytickets.com and order tickets as well. Everything's on the website. There's the tournament website on lopers.com. You can click on the NCAA tournament website and get all the information you need. But we'd be happy to help you with tickets. And then the simplest thing, obviously, at this point, you're not going to buy all tournament passes, but we'll be selling, beginning at 5 o'clock tonight, we'll be selling tickets at the Health and Sports Center, $10 for adults and $8 for senior and youth, and plenty of tickets are available. Had good crowds yesterday. We exceeded last year's numbers, and I anticipate continuing to do that. ESPNU will be here. The national cameras will be focused on Kearney, Nebraska, and the Health and Sports Center. And it's your chance, Kearney and Central Nebraska, to be part of a national television audience and, you know, paint your faces, you know, wear colors of the teams. Just be out here in the seats and fill up this bottom bowl of the arena and hopefully further.
John, the faces is all we want, because Daddy was thinking about coming and being one of the guys with his shirts off and, you know, spelling like, you know, Seawolves or something. We don't encourage that.
No, we should stick to face painting. And actually, I think that would be good with him at this point. So that's a good suggestion, but stay away from the ladder.
Well, John, anything else that folks need to know before they head out tonight?
No, keep coming on now, Kearney. It's looking great on television, and we all appreciate it. It's a first-class event. Had numerous comments about the hospitality in Kearney, and no surprise there. We knew that we'd roll out the welcome mat.
Well, John, we appreciate catching up with us. I know you got some meetings to get to, so we will see you tonight.
Thank you.
John McBride, athletic director at the University of Nebraska at Kearney, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. As we said, we'll talk to a couple of the coaches. Nancy Winstall just around the corner, going to join us from Northern Kentucky, and Sandra Dunning, or Rushing, excuse me, has a great player named Dunning, going to be joining us in the second half. Augie Garrido on the way. Some great basketball last night. I have to say this because, you know, we've been bashing on things. The officiating, pretty good yesterday. In fact, I would say above average yesterday. There was only one really call that shouldn't have been made, and that was in the last game of the night in the second overtime, where they called a charge with about 12 seconds or 10 seconds left in the game, which was kind of a head-scratcher. But outside of that, you know, pretty good job yesterday from all concerned, you know, and everybody just seemed, you know, no gripes, no complaints, except, you know, from some of the fans from time to time. They probably thought the officiating could have been even better on their side. But good crowds. We encourage you to go out today, 7 o'clock, 9:30. Hey, you know what? I say if you take your kids out tonight, you get an automatic pass tomorrow. You know, you know what? There's life lessons. There's life experiences. Get your homework done. We're going to take you to the games. You get to sleep in the morning. And, you know, that's right. I'm encouraging skipping class tomorrow. 1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us anytime at the Tent Popper inbox, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. But we had an overtime game, a double overtime game. Delta State was pushed a lot farther than many people thought they were going to be by California, Pennsylvania. That was a close game right down until you had to start shooting free throws. Delta State just has a lot of weapons. Boy, they've got a lot of weapons. And then Northern Kentucky, they're a good, solid basketball team. I don't think Wingate was all that, but, you know, you're going to have a team or two that's not all that. And again, a lot of this kind of reminds me of last year's tournament. So don't necessarily think that the winner of the South Dakota Delta State game is going to win the national championship on Saturday.
Well, Douglas, so much going on. Get out and support this event. You'd never know when an event like this is going to be able to make its way back to Kearney. No matter how great the hospitality is, no matter how great the facilities are, they can just disappear for long, extended periods of time. We've been lucky enough to host last year's Elite Eight, this year's Elite Eight, and then, of course, the wrestling last year, which you never know when it's going to come back.
Well, let's give away a pass to any session tonight or for the championship. We give you the pass. You decide when you're going. 1-888-455-ESPN. If you have not won an Elite Eight pass so far this week, here's your question as we go to break. 1-888-455-ESPN for a pass to the Division II Women's Basketball Tournament. Who won last year's Division II National Championship here in Kearney? Who won last year's Division II National Championship here in Kearney? You must nail it on the head. Back after this.
All right, this has gone far enough.
This doesn't make any sense.
Wow, dude, this is really cool stuff.
More coolness in a moment with Doug and Danny at Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Not only does Lips Printing Service of Kearney have a wide variety of printing procedures, we also have a wide area that we provide service to. We come to you. We deliver to you. And our website is easy for you to use. No matter where you are located, Lips will provide the best in printing service. Visit our website at lipsprintzone.com or call us at 308-234-2319. Done right. On time, one customer at a time. Lips Printing Service of Kearney.
Storm Hockey!
Storm Hockey! It's your team!
Kearney Hub Family Pack is back on March 28th. Get four tickets, four hot dogs, four sodas, four programs, four posters, and four rally rags, all for just $55. This offer is good only for March 28th, and you must clip the coupon from the Kearney Hub on March 22nd, 25th, or 27th. Bring the entire family for the Storm vs. Sioux City on March 28th. Storm Hockey, presented by The Arrow.
Doug and Danny's Prairie Hills Golf Course poll-in-one on the front page of ESPNSuperstation.com is not a political poll.
Somebody floats a rumor and then it causes you to ask a question.
You can phone a friend to see if they can help you out.
I guess I would go with the,
he's not going to get an ovation from Hillary Clinton on that one.
No, it's not a political poll. It's about other stuff. Check in every day for the Doug and Danny Prairie Hills Golf Course poll-in-one, front page of ESPNSuperstation.com.
I agree with Madden.
I'm Drew Anderson with the Cincinnati Reds, and you are listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Cloudy skies will continue across the area today. We still could see a few showers or some patchy drizzle at times. Temperatures will stay fairly steady, heading back up to around 44 for a high this afternoon, with an east wind developing at 10 to 20. Tonight will stay partly to mostly cloudy, low at 25. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 36.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, also your home for the NCAA Men's Basketball Tournament, which continues tonight in the East Region. It will be North Carolina against Washington State and Tennessee against Louisville. You know, I'm just looking at my East Region bracket, Daddy. I've only missed one game in that region. One. And then also tonight, they'll have the West Region bracket, where I only have one game, one team left. It'll be Xavier against West Virginia and UCLA taking on Western Kentucky. Actually, Xavier is the only team I have left, not UCLA. I only missed two in the South Region. I have 10 of the Sweet 16 remaining.
I have 11 in the Sweet 16, all four in the East, two. I've got Xavier and UCLA in the West.
So who we want to win tonight? You got North Carolina going, and against who?
I've got Kansas actually going on the finals.
In the East.
I've got North Carolina.
Against?
Tennessee.
Okay, that's what I got. And in the West, it doesn't matter. My teams are going to be gone. I had Duke against Connecticut.
I got UCLA advancing one more round and getting beat by Duke. So.
All right, well, we've got a little... A little something to work with there.
A little interesting, though, when the point spreads come out for this, you've got a 7 seed facing a 3 seed in Xavier and West Virginia. West Virginia, a 1-point favorite.
Well, that's too bad. You're not going to win.
Shouldn't be close. Oh, they're going to win. West Virginia's winner tonight, Louisville, a three-point favorite over the second seed, Tennessee.
Do have a winner of our Elite Eight women's basketball tickets. Over the last year's national champion was Southern Connecticut State. Southern Connecticut State was the national champion last year. And who was our winner?
Ryan from Riverdale knew it.
Wow. Somebody lives in Riverdale besides H-Man?
Where's H-Man? He retired. We haven't heard from
Bo
him.
Bo Pelini, first practice yesterday. Things went well. We're not game ready, of course. We're just going out there, seeing what's up. And easy players. All right, easy. Oh, yeah, the defense was flying to the ball, and we were doing... Shut up. You'd have been doing that last year.
No, they wouldn't.
They say the same thing every year. They say the same thing every year. You know it.
Did you see the defense last year? They weren't flying to the ball.
On first practice, of course, they're doing that. They're all fired up. They're geeked up. They're ready to go for another year. So don't take anything, anything. You just hope nobody gets injured, and you hope some people can step up. But you're not going to learn anything in the next month. Bo Pelini will come out maybe after the spring game and talk about a couple things that really made improvements. But outside of that, it's just a normal, I mean, it's a spring, it's spring.
You hate spring football. That's what it boils down to.
No, I don't. This is all new. This is all new. How can there be anything different? I mean, the last couple of years, how's the quarterback race coming? How's this coming? How's the running back race? We pretty much kind of know going in all the major questions that the fans want to know. They know that they don't have their weak at linebacker, that Joe Gans is the quarterback. You know, Cody Glenn coming out, you know, saying, oh, I've never had this kind of rapport with Bill Callahan. Well, obviously. I mean, we all know that already. We know all that.
I think you're seeing a leaner crew. Philip Dillard showing up 20 to 30 pounds lighter, much faster, much more agile.
That's good.
Getting to the football, you're damn right it's good.
That's good.
We're playing for a national title and playing a championship of the world.
If he gets ran over, that'll be better. Wow.
He couldn't get
in. Can't you go on another week vacation somewhere?
He was too slow to get ran over last year.
Hey, don't forget, as we're talking about all the elite basketball that's going on, if you want to check out the basketball, you want to check out the NBA, you want to check out the NIT, you want to check out the women's tournament, it's all going on. You got golf going on. You got so much going on. Well, you need a lot of TVs. And you just will kick back with some great food and drink specials at the Chicken Coop in Grand Island or Kearney. And, of course, there's not a bad seat in the house. The Chicken Coop features a variety of menu items that are perfect to cure your hunger, anywhere from their great wings to the pizza selection. They get a salad if you like that, the chicken tender hoagie. They've got great burgers.
Ribs.
You love the ribs. They've got an evening menu selection that includes steak, some fish, some salmon, some tilapia. Great pasta out there as well. So whether you're in for just some appetizers like pub pickles or cheese pleasers or breaded cauliflower, or you're there for the whole family, don't forget the Chicken Coop, where you can catch all your favorite sports on the TV. Great lunch specials every day, great food and drink specials every night. The Chicken Coop, Kearney, and Grand Island.
Don't forget, if your teams aren't winning by enough, they've got Buck Hunter for you as well, so you can shoot some deer, get a little anger released.
As we said, we're catching up with a couple of the coaches from the Elite Eight basketball tournament today, and they're down to the Final Four. And the first semifinal of the night, Alaska Anchorage is taking on Northern Kentucky. Anchorage is surviving an overtime game yesterday.
First, I'd like to say that Franklin Pierce is really well coached. I know that, and you know, we knew we had our hands full with a really good offensive team, and I'm really proud of our kids. They had a couple chances there to fold it, and our kids fought through it and won the game.
That's Coach Tim Mosier from Alaska Anchorage. They got 26 offensive rebounds yesterday compared to 9 for Franklin Pierce. With our continuing coverage of the 2008 Division II Elite Eight Women's Basketball Tournament, which is now down to the Final Four, and we are pleased to be joined by the head coach of one of those teams that will be playing in tonight's national semifinals, the 7 o'clock game against Alaska Anchorage, the Norse of Northern Kentucky, and we are joined by Coach Nancy Winstall. And Coach, you know, all year long people want to get to the Elite Eight, and now we have to throw that title away because you're on to the Final Four. Congratulations on the win yesterday.
Well, thank you very much. It's really a dream come true for us. We're just so excited to be here, and trying to play the best basketball of the year. That's the goal, obviously.
Talk about the game yesterday, and with no disrespect to Wingate, but the thoughts that I got from a lot of people that were covering the game is that maybe Wingate just didn't have the horses coming out of their region to compete with most of the teams that were here, and that you guys maybe had a pretty good draw yesterday, but overall, your thoughts on the game?
Well, you know, I think Wingate is a fine team. You know, they're the regional champs of the South Atlantic. Obviously, if you get to the Elite Eight, you've got to be a good team. But, you know, we came out, and I thought we were prepared for the different type of pressing defenses that they showed. We did a good job of moving the ball and taking advantage, and we got some good shots, and we made some shots. And when you make shots, the game's a lot easier than when you don't. And fortunately for us yesterday, I thought we were able to make some shots.
It seemed like that was, it's pretty basic philosophy, but it seemed like that was the case for all four teams that won yesterday. The teams that shot 50% or right around that obviously had a lot more success. Is that just a comfort zone? Who gets comfortable quicker?
Well, it's an amazingly simple game when you make shots, and it's an amazingly difficult game when you don't, and because you put a lot of pressure on your defense when you don't, and if you're constantly having to stop someone, it just puts a lot of pressure everywhere, but if you're making shots, you know, kids, they got a lot of extra bounce in their step, they defend a little bit better, they rebound a little bit better, you know, it's all about putting the ball in the basket, and when you're able to do that, it just helps you get that confidence factor up.
We're chatting with Northern Kentucky head coach Nancy Winstall. They get ready to play Alaska Anchorage in tonight's national semifinals. Jesse Slack led the way yesterday with 20 points. Angela Healy had 16, and Cassie Brannon had 15. I guess the face of the program, or at least the young lady that got some postseason acknowledgement, is Angela Healy. Tell us a little bit about her and her game.
Well, Angela is a 6'1 post player. She is the type of, you know, she really plays with her back to the basket, a lot of power moves. She can shoot the outside shot. She can shoot the three a little bit. She defends. She has an all-around game, very good rebounder. But I think the thing that Angela does the best is she's just so team-oriented. We don't center our team around, our game around any one player, and she knows that if she needs to score 20 for us to win, she can do that. But if she scores 6 and we win, she's happy with that too. So she's one of our captains. She's a great leader. And she just has had a phenomenal year for us, which is a big reason why we're where we are right now.
You face a team tonight that probably does center around one player a little bit more than maybe the other teams that are in the semifinals with Rebecca Kilpinski, 28 points, 14 rebounds, and that was going against the National Player of the Year in Joanna Leadham yesterday. What are you guys going to do about her?
Well, she's certainly a handful. And I think they also have a very good outside shooting team. They didn't necessarily shoot the ball real well yesterday, but I do believe, looking at their overall stats, that they're very capable. And what they want to do is get the ball. Everything pretty much runs through her, and they want to get the ball to her and let her either go to the basket or kick it out if, you know, if everybody collapsed, and then they look to shoot or drive. So they're a little bit similar to us in the fact that they have a premier post player, but they probably rely on her a little bit more than we do maybe on Ange. I mean, we have Healy, but we also have some other players that can do some things too, as well that they do too. But that young lady is a big presence, and we're going to have to figure out a way to contain her a little bit and not let her, you know, have 35, 40 points. If that happens, we'll be in trouble.
Nancy Winstall, the head coach of Northern Kentucky, is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Obviously, Coach, many of the folks that are listening to the program today only get to hear bits and pieces of some of the press conferences from earlier this week. But the big story with you and one or two of the other teams, I think Washburn was one of those teams, you really had a team the last couple of years that you thought had a good chance of getting to the Elite Eight and didn't. And now this year, as in the case with a couple other teams, you really found a spot in the season where your young kids turned the corner, and then all of a sudden, maybe at the beginning of the year you weren't thinking Elite Eight. Here you are. Could you put your finger on a point in this season where you knew things turned around for this team?
Well, it was probably around, I could pretty much give you the date. You know, we had played at home our last home game of the year, February the 16th, and then we had four road games to finish out our schedule, and we lost the first two of those four games on the road. And we were fighting to even get into the GLVC tournament, or at least to be able to host. And we were really fighting to be thought about in the NCAA because we had moved down to the eighth spot in the region, and we had to go on the road and win two games. And it was a must-win situation for us. And our kids really came together and were able to win those two games, which put us in a situation to host the first game of the conference. and then we went back on the road again, and we played very well. So I would say probably around February the 21st or 22nd, this team made a concerted effort that they wanted to play better as a team and be more accountable as a team, and they didn't want our season to end the way it was looking like it was going to with those two road losses.
And, Coach, does that speak to the balance at Division II or the strength of your region? Because, again, most of the talk here is always centered around Nebraska Kearney, and for a long time they were sitting on that seventh slot getting into the region, and you look at some teams with great records, and there's probably a couple teams in this country that didn't even make it in, and now all of a sudden I guess we could say you kind of squeaked in, and now here you are in the Final Four.
Well, yeah, we sort of looked like we were going to squeak in, but then in the conference tournament we made a great showing, and we actually ended up being the fourth seed in the NCAA, which we, again, were a little surprised at that, but our region was just so tough from top to bottom that when you lost, that you moved down quite a bit, but when you won, you moved up. And so, you know, everybody's going to tell you that their region's probably the toughest in the country, but I would put our region right up there with trying to prepare you for postseason play.
Nancy Winstall, head coach at Northern Kentucky. Before we let you get out of here, Coach, I see in some of your notes that George Clooney actually attended school there for a little bit. Any chance that he might show up this weekend?
Well, he's certainly invited, and I have a ticket for him at the door. I've never had the opportunity to meet him, but our girls would love to have him come back to Northern and maybe play some pickup game with us because he sure is a star.
Well, Coach, always good times. Hope that so far, and of course when you win, I guess the enjoyment of the community that you're in is always a little bit more in the forefront, and we will see you tonight. Best of luck against Alaska Anchorage, and thanks for the time here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Thank you, Doug. Appreciate it.
Nancy Winstall joining us from the Final Four as they're getting ready to go through their workout today and get ready for tonight's national semifinal. They play the first game at 7 against Alaska Anchorage, followed by South Dakota doing battle with the number one team in the country, Delta State, in the second half of tonight's semifinals. It's a good chance for you today, while you're looking for something to do, waiting for what's going on in our area, to head out to Prairie Hills. It's where the new owners and new attitude of the remodeled clubhouse meet the challenge of giving you a great experience on the golf course. See the new Prairie Hills, which is now open for play. Call anytime for a tee time, or if you want to check out the simulator, if it's still a little chilly for you, it's voted the 2007 Simulator of the Year. You can play just about any course in the United States. So even on spring bad weather days, you can challenge any course in the country or maybe the world on the golf simulator. And check out their membership options right now by going online to ESPNSuperstation.com, clicking on the Prairie Hills logo. Don't forget to vote on the Prairie Hills Poll in One question: which Cinderella team will win their Sweet 16 game? Western Kentucky, Davidson, West Virginia. Well, I don't know.
West Virginia.
There's also one other out there, Villanova. Villanova, Davidson, Western Kentucky, and West Virginia. And, of course, as I figured, West Virginia is the selection to win tonight. But go on out, check them out today. Prairie Hills, 10 miles north of Kearney on Highway 10. We'll take a break and talk with the head baseball coach of Texas, Augie Garrido, scheduled to join us when we come back.
You have 937 messages, all of which are marked urgent.
Doug and Daddy will get right back to you.
Colin Cowherd. Every small business knows this challenge. You need postage. But making trips to the post office constantly, it's a huge waste of time. And leasing a postage meter is expensive, really expensive. I've got a perfect solution. Stamps.com. Print real U.S. postage from your computer. It's like having a post office right in your home or office. With Stamps.com, all you need is a computer printer and an internet connection to get started. There's no hardware to buy. There's nothing to rent. I've used Stamps.com. It's so easy. You won't believe it once you get it. Why didn't they create this thing decades ago? Right now, Stamps.com has a special offer for my listeners in the herd. No risks trial. Plus a $100 bonus offer, including $45 of free postage. That's more free postage if you use my name, Colin. Try Stamps.com today. No risk trial and a $100 bonus offer. Go to Stamps.com before you do anything else. Click on the radio microphone top of the homepage. Type in my name, Colin, C-O-L-A-N. Stamps.com. Be sure to use my name, Colin.
Hi, this is Jeff Benjamin of Benjamin's Landscaping of Kearney and Holdridge. Did your lawn get attacked by grubs last year? We can make the attack of the grubs a distant memory with our lawn care program. Call our full-time staff today for a free estimate. You won't believe our prices. Keeping central Nebraska lawns beautiful for almost 40 years. Benjamin's Landscaping of Kearney and Holdridge. Great service, great value.
I'm Richie Ross from the Tennessee Titans. You're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS.
Cloudy skies will continue across the area today. We still could see a few showers or some patchy drizzle at times. Temperatures will stay fairly steady, heading back up to around 44 for high this afternoon, with an east wind developing at 10 to 20. Tonight will stay partly to mostly cloudy, low at 25. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 36.
Doug and Daddy Show, so much going on. Hope you're able to take part of some or any or all of it. Tri-City Storm, you know, we haven't talked a whole lot about them lately as their season gets to wind down. They'll be having their 1,000,000th fan coming in the doors next week, Friday, April the 4th. And we will be having huge ticket giveaways to Tri-City Storm Hockey. It's also the last weekend of the season for the Storm. We'll be doing all that next week. We'll be catching up with Coach. We'll be catching up with folks from the Storm, letting you know, because they're giving away, about a $2,000 grand prize to whoever the millionth fan is?
Yeah, $1,900 prize package. It's like a trip to Denver and $500 gas card and all kinds of good stuff.
That ought to fill it up.
You would think.
We'll be talking Storm hockey a lot next week, of course, updating the tournament challenge, the brackets, who's in the lead. This is the big weekend. This is where John Lavinka took over the lead last year and secured it because unless there's a major upset getting into that Final Four when we're talking on Monday, a lot of people probably have North Carolina or Kansas, and this is the weekend, even for Daddy and I to come down and get some things done.
Doug, hopefully this weekend's going to give you a chance to get out, maybe take in a home and garden show and go see Matt from Curbit, Inc. They're bringing life to landscapes, people. You give them a call today, 308-237-4805, or go to the internet, www.curbit.net, stamp curbing. Talk to them about border applications, flower garden beds, tree edging, or circle pathways. Call Matt today. There's so many benefits of landscaping, curbing. Try them today. 308-237-4805. Curbit, Inc. is where it's at.
Going to be out at the Home and Garden Show at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds this weekend. Well, a lot of folks are probably going to be trying to get up to the webcast to watch a great baseball matchup, and even some of the games are on TV this weekend. A big, big 12 matchup for Nebraska, ranked 15th in the country, and Texas, which is currently ranked 10th in the country, and trying to get ahead of Nebraska early on in the Big 12 standings are the Longhorns, and we are pleased once again. We've had a chance to talk to this gentleman a couple of times on the show. Every time Nebraska and Texas get ready to play some baseball, they've played some very good series over the last few years. He is the all-time winningest coach in Division I baseball history. And joining us from Texas University, the head coach of the Texas Longhorns baseball team, Augie Garrido, on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Glad to have you on again, Coach.
Thank you.
Seems like time flies by, and already about 23 games into this baseball season for you guys. You said it, 17-6. Tell us a little bit about the mini roller coaster ride you guys have already been on.
Well, it's the typical ride that baseball takes everyone on. You know, it's an adventure in adversity, and we have experienced the kinds of ups and downs, as you refer to it, that all teams do. But Nebraska hasn't been one of those. Certainly not in the Big 12. They've played very, very well. They've got their running game going. They've got their pitching tuned up. And Mike and the guys have really done a great job with everything.
Coach, if I'd have told you you committed 39 errors in 23 games, but your record was 17-6, probably would have taken that, would you not?
Yeah, you can't control baseball anyway, so you got to take it whether you like it or not. You know, it isn't about what you want; it's what you can tolerate and find answers to. Because I think a lot of this coaching business is about, as things unexpectedly reveal themselves, you try to regroup as a result of the information you get from all that adversity, and we've had our share of that defensively. There is an upside. Cirque du Soleil called us. They were looking for a baseball team that, kicked things around, and they're thinking about doing a presentation, stumble, fumble, and kick the ball, we are the leading candidates for that from the Big 12 right now.
Augie Garrido, head coach at Texas, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, you don't have to leave Texas because of all the great baseball that's down there, and this year happens to be one of those times you haven't left Texas yet. Tell us a little bit about some of the competition, and I go from that angle because Nebraska just got done with Northern Colorado. Six of their wins is against Northern Colorado, and of course, they get a little bit more of a resume after beating Arizona State last week. But for the fans that don't know, Pan American, Corpus Christi, Virginia Commonwealth, you also went 1-2 against Stanford like Nebraska did. What about some of the competition you saw early on?
Well, I think that the level of competition, we were focused on playing in the new stadium. By the way, the same architect that did your beautiful stadium there in Haymaker, did the one here. And what a great job Stan and the guys did on putting this together. So more than ever, we wanted to introduce the Austin Longhorn fans and the Longhorn fans from around the area that could make it to the ballpark, what has been put into place as a facility. It's really something special. So a special thanks to Dan and his gang and then Flintco, the builder. But I think that, it isn't about the opponent from my point of view. It's about yourself and how you play the game. And the game is bigger than everyone that tries to play it, and it creates problems for everyone that tries to play it. And it's such a remarkable game that it's a game of extremes. You've got to be intense and fired up, on one hand to make your best performance, and at the same time, you have to be relaxed and focused. So how do you do that? And it's the game presents that type of situation where it puts the person in the middle as responsible for balancing the extremes that exist in the game. And that's where the character of everyone involved, the individuals that play it, the coaches that coach it, the team effort that is necessary, all becomes revealed as a result of the ability of the people involved to balance these extremes, which no one can, by the way.
Head coach of the Texas Longhorns, Augie Garrido, joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, you guys have had Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday to practice and prepare for the Huskers in the third weekend of Big 12 play. You're looking at some position changes, or there are reports that some people are moving around to positions. Michael Torres from second base, perhaps to left field, moving Travis Tucker back to second, things of this nature. How different will the lineup be from what the Huskers maybe scouting report says?
Well, the lineup itself will probably be very much the same. We are working with Travis Tucker. I feel like the middle infield has not taken hold of the responsibilities connected to the positions, and Tucker is one of the better second basemen in the conference, along with your guy. And this might be the fix we need to get balance. He also has a lot of leadership skills, and with David Hernandez at short, my hope is that he'll be able to settle him down and he'll become more consistent. And Brandon Belt at first, he's never played the position on an ongoing basis, so hopefully Travis's leadership ability and his quickness at second base will give us some confidence at the first base and shortstop position. We think Pat McCrory can play third base at a high level, but all these things need to be found out, and that is where we are right now. We're moving some people around, and it's interesting that you know that before we do.
Daddy's a big conspiracy theorist. Coach.
Okay. So much for open practice.
He's been lurking. What about the pitching rotation? Have you settled on what you want to do there? Who are the guys we'll see?
You know, we think so. We think that we were very pleased with Riley Boehning, his performance up in Lubbock. And Ken Kasperig pitched well in Lubbock. So we think we'll lead off with Kasperig, and he's right-handed, and then Boehning, and then put Wood into the Sunday spot. So therein lies our most experienced and most successful pitchers from the past. And then from there we rely on the freshmen who have from time to time, they go back to the roller coaster ride. Like you say, they're on top. When they're on top of their game, they're pretty unhittable and really aggressive and really effective. When they are at the bottom of their game, which is usually caused by whatever environment they're in, you don't know that it's the same guy, you know. So the extremes are part of the excitement, and the excitement is part of the joy and frustration.
Coach Augie Garrido joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, when you think about the people at the plate that hit with power and hit for average, you always think catchers. And in this weekend series, you got Mitch Abeda for Nebraska, and you guys have Cameron Rupp. I was kidding. You don't normally think of catchers, but these two are getting it done at an amazing level at the Big 12 level.
Yeah, both of them are outstanding offensive players, and then we're hoping to have Preston Clark back behind the plate as well. Which would put Rupp into a DH role with your pitching that has been excellent so far being right-handed. Then we're also trying to keep Torres in the lineup along with Russell Moldenauer. So we have some things that we have a lot of room for improvement, and that is good news, not necessarily bad news. And I think the things that we're not able to do, we will be able to do. Cameron Rupp has been a pleasant surprise. We think Tant Shepard, as a freshman, is one of the best hitters to come along in a while, too. But we can't find a way defensively to get what we think is the absolute most power offensively into the lineup, and at the same time have a defense that one nice thing about making 39 errors so far is that why should I care about who can play defense when no one can?
Hey.
See, doesn't that seem like senseless worry?
You've been around too long to worry anymore. Augie, I got to ask you, do you not go over to Coach Barnes and tell him, you know what, when you win as many games as me, then we'll start moving our damn games around for you?
No.
Big time's going on down there. Basketball, baseball, of course, the time moved up for Friday's game, 3:05, because, once again, University of Texas is doing great in just about every sport you got going on down there.
Well, you know, Nebraska from the Big 8 and Texas from the Southwest Conference are leadership universities, both academically and athletically, and both schools have a long and rich history of success and world-class success in all things that are done on the campuses, and it's always a great matchup, and I think Mike and the guys just do a great job with the team.
Coach, we really appreciate you letting us catch up with you. we always enjoy it. Look forward to this day throughout the season, and best of luck after this weekend.
Well, thank you. Thanks a lot. I appreciate being on the show, and you know, your great state of Nebraska has enriched my life immensely through the College World Series and the competition with the university. And so thank you and everyone in Nebraska. Appreciate it.
Hope to see you up here in June, Coach. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Bye-bye. Augie Garrido, the head baseball coach at the University of Texas, 5 national titles, and that's just the tip of the iceberg.
6 times National Coach of the Year, 22 conference championships. 1,629 games entering this season. Doing some quick math there. That'd be about 1,643 wins now. Amazing when you look at the accomplishments of what Augie Garrido's been able to do and the trophies he's been able to lift. And I guess you got to build wings on your house to place the awards, and that's certainly what he's had to do. But a fabulous, fabulous job. Always fun to catch up with him.
1-888-455-ESPN. 1-888-455-ESPN is the phone number. I want to give away a family four-pack of Tri-City Storm hockey tickets to tomorrow night's game.
Who they score!
Playing? Derek, who are they playing? Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. Sorry. Tomorrow night is a... You know what? I don't even know, to tell you the truth.
It probably says right there. That's why I was
at Sioux
City.
It is Sioux City.
I was trying to throw you a softball. Sorry, get you involved.
Kids, don't do drugs.
Going to Sioux City tonight, hosting Sioux City tomorrow, then off to Des Moines on Saturday. Oh, boy. Unbelievable.
They're playing Sioux City.
How many national titles has Augie Garrido won? We just told you. How many national titles has Augie Garrido won in his career? Not just at Texas, but in his career. 1-888-455-ESPN. We've got a family four-pack of Tri-City Storm hockey tickets to tomorrow night's game. And if you're in for basketball, heck, you're eligible as well. Tomorrow's an off night. We'll talk to you in a minute.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We turned down the volume on all the radios in the building during this hour so as not to irritate the boss.
Serving the Grand Island and surrounding area.
Sitting in a new Chevy Malibu with OnStar turn-by-turn navigation, which comes standard for the first year. If I want to get somewhere, I just push the OnStar button.
OnStar.
I'd like to get to 23 Front Street.
I'll download OnStar turn-by-turn directions.
Thank you. Now, if I was in an Accord or a Camry, I'd press a button, too, for the automatic window so I could ask someone in a new Chevy Malibu for directions. OnStar is standard on 11 Chevy vehicles for the first year. Visit OnStar.com for details and system limitations. Turn-by-turn not available in certain areas.
Axe stinky poetry. Smelly belly. You are so smelly, belly. There is a spray. That smell must obey. Obey the spray! Obey the spray! Get fresh and no longer smelly. Belly.
This has been sponsored by From Funky to Fresh. Kill odor-causing bacteria with Axe Deodorizing Body Spray.
I'm Richie Ross from the Tennessee Titans. You're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS.
Cloudy skies will continue across the area today. We still could see a few showers or some patchy drizzle at times. Temperatures will stay fairly steady, heading back up to around 44 for a high this afternoon, with an east wind developing at 10 to 20. Tonight will stay partly to mostly cloudy, low at 25. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 36.
You're way too beautiful, girl. That's why you.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We have given away the Tri-City Storm hockey tickets. Augie Garrido has won five national titles. Hey, a couple of things before we move on with the show here. Kearney High has a new volleyball coach, Jason, or you may call him Jay Owens, as long as you don't call him Ray. You can call him Jay. He's the new head volleyball coach at Kearney High School, pending school board approval. Jay currently serves as the head volleyball coach and teacher at Class B Platteview, where he has been since 2000. Prior to Platteview, Jay served as the head volleyball coach at Greeley, where they won the D2 1996 state championship. And you won a little tie there, former UNK player Diane Andrasek on that team that won the state championship.
I wonder if he was on the Jet side of the street or the Raiders side of the street.
Oh, Greeley known for the Kenny Mayne piece and Greeley days and a variety of
still
other things.
Still just one of the funniest skits of all time that Kenny Mayne has done. When those little kids were standing there with their plastic swords looking at each other, thumping them on their heads. Still one of the funniest, funniest just skits of all time.
Might even maybe that's up on YouTube. I don't know. But anyway, best of luck. Jason Owens coming in to be the new head volleyball coach, taking over for Megan Gangwish, who stepped down at the end of last season. UNK's Kelly Dring is the preseason RMAC Women's Outdoor Athlete of the Year in the field division. And also on the preseason All-RMAC Women's Team is Michelle Dill, the 800 and 1500 runner. Going on there. A variety of things that we've already talked about. Of course, we continue to focus. We want to thank Augie Garrido, Texas head baseball coach, for joining us on the show today. A lot more coming up tomorrow, including talk of who's going to be in the national championship game of the Division II Elite Eight at UNK. And, well, that team that is hoping to get there, that many people has picked to get there, that has been number one most of the season, is the Lady Statesmen of Delta State. And we are pleased to be joined here on the Doug and Daddy Show by the head coach at Delta State, Sandra Rushing. And, Coach, congratulations and good morning. Thanks for giving us some time on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Thank you, and good morning to you.
Well, now, see, any time we can get a Southern accent on this show, we love it. We love it.
No, do I have an accent?
Coach, I got to ask you, how's the clipboard faring today?
I think I chipped the end of it, but it's okay. It's still useful.
Did you need an attention getter yesterday?
I did.
I kind of thought so. Tell us a little bit about. I know you guys won, and in the post-game press conference, you were talking a lot about we just didn't play our best basketball. Now that you kind of had time to digest the game over a few hours, any different assessment of that win yesterday?
No, I think we were, stunned, and we didn't play our best basketball. We were watching the ball. We were standing up on defense, and maybe nerves had something to do with it. But we won, and that's what's important. And we've got to. I enjoy learning from winning than losing, so I'm going to take that and run with it.
Coach, since coming here and you got teams from all over the country, have the styles of play influenced anything more than usual? Do you see really varying, contrasting styles of play?
Well, I think, there's different styles. I thought yesterday when we played, they were changing up defenses and really, took us off out of our game. And then we're playing South Dakota tonight. They run a five out, and they're going to penetrate and drive. And, we're more of a up-and-down team and post-oriented. And it's great to see so many teams come together and watch the different styles. And I think, it's been a great tournament. And, we're excited to be in the Final Four.
Sandra Rushing, the head basketball coach at Delta State, is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. They play the 9:30 game tonight against South Dakota in the national semifinals. Sandra, I always find it interesting, and the general fan always seems to have this question. You guys have so many good basketball, great basketball players on your team that there's obviously some of these kids that could be playing at the next level. How do you guys go about getting these kids to Delta State?
Well, I've been very fortunate. I've got a great recruiter with my assistant coach, Mason Vanderpool. And, we've got a lot of kids that are local. We've been able to pull some from out of state. But, there's a lot of good basketball in the Delta, and we want to keep the talent there. And, we start that, they come to our camps, and that's how it starts. But, we've been very, very fortunate.
Three players in double figures, seven players with 6 points or more. The balance, is that going to be the key if you're going to advance to Saturday's game?
I think it is. I think our depth, our bench came up huge for us last night and contributed some minutes, and they're going to have to do the same tonight. And, everybody accepts their role, and that's why we've been able to accomplish what we've accomplished, because they're so unselfish. And at times I would like a couple of them to be a little bit more selfish, but they're just so nice. They're a great group of young women to work with, and we're going to have to go out and be aggressive tonight and take advantage of what we can on the floor.
Coach Rushing, as you watched the game last night between South Dakota and Washburn, and we're hoping that it would go two or three more overtime, so what did you learn about South Dakota besides that they're a very good basketball team? I mean, when you break down X's and O's, what's going to concern you guys tonight?
Well, they shoot the three. I mean, unbelievable. They penetrate and dish, but our game plan tonight is that we're going to guard them when they get off the bus, because they're in their shooting range. They're unbelievable. They shoot NBA threes.
Coach, obviously, you guys 33 and 34 and 0 after last night. For you guys to advance on Sunday, what is the score that you would like to hold them to?
Well, I think we're going to have to probably keep it. I'd like to keep it in the 60s if possible, because they're scoring a lot of points, and you know we're going to have to score. It'd be great if we keep them in the 50s, but a team like South Dakota, that's asking a lot. But we've got to control the boards and just play a better defensive game than what we did last night.
Sandra Rushing, the head coach at Delta State. Before we let you get out of here, because I know coaches are always nitpicking and thinking of these things, as you go back and you look at some of the things that you didn't do well yesterday, what's your biggest concern of something being in the, I guess, repeating tonight as far as something you got to worry about?
Well, I think what's important is that the players understand that, you know, we've been able to rebound and play great defense throughout the year, and we had a bad game, and as far as defense, we put that behind us, and let's go play Delta State basketball and relax and have fun doing it.
Coach, we sure appreciate you giving us some time. We'll see you at the Health and Sports Center tonight for what should be a great, great basketball game, and best of luck to you and the Lady Statesmen.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Coach. Sandra Rushing, head coach at Delta State, just as usual. A jam-packed show. Did we miss anything yet, Derek? I mean, because he's been jam-packed over there. I mean, he's almost finished. What's the smoke over there?
Put the bong down and give us 30 seconds.
Did we give away some more stuff?
No, we never said the storm winner. Bob from Kearney.
Bob from Kearney. Congratulations to Bob.
Cool.
Tomorrow, we'll be focusing on who's playing in the Elite Eight National Championship. Coring down to the finals, which is coming up on Saturday. We'll be hearing from some of the coaches. We want to thank all the SIDs and all the folks that have helped us out setting up these interviews and working with it here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Whether it's Matt Jones or Don Owen who helped us set up the interviews today, all the folks that we've had on throughout the week, and we've actually had the coaches all four on from the semifinals, and it's been a pleasure watching these kids play. They bust their tails out there, and we should see two more great games tonight. Tickets are still available. Best of luck. If you still need those tickets, all you have to do is contact the ticket office. Go to pickmytickets.com. Get it all set up. 7 o'clock, the Seawolves of Alaska Anchorage. And I didn't even get around to playing the Seawolf chant today. Forgot all about that. But maybe if the Seawolves advance, we'll get that as a part of the show tomorrow. But they play Alaska Anchorage and Northern Kentucky at 7, South Dakota, and, of course, Delta State at 9:30. We want to thank Sandra Rushing from Delta State. We also want to thank Nancy Winstall of Northern Kentucky, John McBride from UNK, and Texas baseball coach Augie Garrido for joining us today.
Does Washington State have a chance of slowing down North Carolina tonight?
Slowing down but not winning.
See you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy Show, 1460, 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.